Dada?
Yes, my darling.
Dada?
Yes, I hear you.
Dada?
Yes, darling.
Hello?
I hear you.
I'm not quite sure.
No?
Dada?
Yes, darling.
She's calling you Dada.
Yes, of course she calls me Dada.
He seems surprised. Huh?
Yes.
Because I call you Dada.
I often used to call you.
I wanted to call you Dada.
Mm.
Like in the old days, huh?
I often used to call you Mama.
I know.
Yes.
Well, I thought today I would call you Dada.
Yes, darling.
Remembering the old days. Huh?
Yes, yes.
Well, I was with you yesterday.
Yes.
But
yes,
I'm with you every day.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
And what about the park?
Yes.
The park.
Yes.
You hear what I say?
Yes, yes.
I think she's saying something about the park.
Yes, park, yes.
Did you go in the park?
Yes, yes. Very nice in there. With the birds and the flowers.
I was watching you.
Mm.
I was with you when you were in the park.
Yes.
And the seat.
Yes.
In the people and the flowers. Trees and the birds. Everything.
Well, it's lovely in this month of June.
It is very near.
Yes. Everything is at its best.
But wherever you go, I make a point of coming.
Oh, yes, I know
I was
that.
With you
yes.
When you went to see Gladys.
Yes, and she sends her love to you.
I know.
And
they are very kind.
Yes.
I like her very much, you know.
Yes.
She is a good soul.
Yes, but you know, I didn't tell her, but she had so much radium treatment for her troubles.
I know.
That this radium treatment is affecting her health. After effect.
I think so, but it's very difficult to say, you know.
Yes, of course it is.
But she is improving.
Yes, but it takes time.
She is improving.
Yes.
And hello?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you, darling.
How is your leg?
Well, there's nothing wrong with my leg, except that, you know, I feel a little crampy when...
Well, that is what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
The other morning in bed, you know?
Yes. You
I
know,
think you have a little trouble with your leg.
I'm not used to sleeping without any clothes on.
I know.
And in this weather...
it is very hot.
It's so hot that you can't sleep if you
no.
have clothes on.
But I come and saw you, you know?
Yes.
And I thought, where are your pyjamas?
But next morning you feel stiff.
I know. But I noticed that your leg,
yes.
I thought you had
yes,
a little trouble with it.
Yes, you see, the trouble is that the circulation in your legs is affected and...
You think it is the weather?
Yes, it's the weather. Even in Sweden, I get this trouble in my back.
I know.
You see?
I know.
And... there's nothing else to do but to keep warm. Well, in the cold weather, you can keep warm. But here in hot weather, you can't.
You can't keep warm?
Well, you become too warm.
No, but strange, you know.
You
hello,
see?
Hello.
Yes, darling.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
I am trying, you know.
No, I can hear you.
It's a little complicated sometimes.
No, I can hear you perfectly, darling.
Oh, that is all right.
Yes.
How beautiful the roses are.
They are
very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
I think they have come out beautiful.
Yes.
It takes my memory back.
And did you take them with you?
Of course.
You did.
But I can see here,
yes.
You know.
Yes. Of course, they don't... They don't fall to pieces in your
no.
vibration.
It is like most things, you know.
Mm.
While love lasts, so do they.
Yeah.
And that means they will last forever.
Yes.
Because they are from your heart, you
yes,
know.
Yes, that's right.
My love for you is like that too.
Yes.
That will never change.
No.
I do wish sometimes that you could see me.
Uh-huh.
I do hope we will. You
yes.
know, sometimes during your sleep you are with me, but you don't seem to remember.
Well, darling, I come to you in the night.
That is what I just said. But do you ever remember? When you wake up in the morning?
No.
That you have been with me?
You see, I wake up in the night several times and again fall to sleep and I again go back. Because that is one of my failings now. I can't sleep for, say, 4, 5, 6 hours at a stretch. I just can't.
No. I don't know why that should be.
I don't know. And yet there's no pain or anything of that sort that should do that. But I think
it is as if...
No, it's not the heat. I'm perfectly comfortable.
No, no, no. It is as if you are drifting from one life to another.
Yeah.
You are in between the two worlds. So,
yeah.
You know?
Yes, that's possible.
But I wish you could remember some of your experiences, you know,
yes,
when you come here,
yes,
during your sleep.
Yes.
Because a lot of time you spend with me here.
Yes.
And the children, you know.
Yes.
We're always together.
Yeah.
I wish you could remember.
I often try to remember, but I just can't.
I don't know why.
Because, you see, when I wake up suddenly.
I know.
Now, to remember, you have to be very slow in waking up.
Yes, I think that is true.
You see, and I have done that in the olden days, when I have seen you at a Christmas time, and we've been together to a concert. And I remember that very well, just when we woke up.
That is good.
You see? But nowadays, I just wake up suddenly. And I also...
But I know one thing.
Hmm.
You are now much closer here than you were.
That's right. It's no problem for me to come to you.
No.
Because
it is...
as soon as I put my head down again, I fall to sleep.
You are with me more than ever now.
Uh-huh.
And I think the way is being made clear.
I don't
think myself, you know, it is going to be so long now.
No. I hope not, because the world is in a terrible,
I know,
depressing,
As I've always told you,
atmosphere.
When it happens, it will be natural in your sleep.
Mm.
At least it will be quick.
Yes.
There will be no long illness, no hospital.
No.
I hope no hospital. But it will be that you will wake up over here.
Mm.
That
you
is
know,
what I want.
You know, recently I have often linked with my dear friend Harry Edwards, you know, the healer.
I know.
And I often feel his presence in our apartments.
He comes to see you.
Yes.
But then so do many people.
Yeah.
Not only me and the children,
yeah,
but Mama, Papa, all manner and kind of people come and see you. People you have known,
yeah,
I have known. You are never really alone.
Well,
you spend a lot of time with us, you know.
Yes.
Are we with you?
Yes. But I tell you, I do cosmic breathing exercise, which
I
learned from Harry Edwards. And it's very good for
it
you.
It helps.
Mm.
What have you done with all those cards?
The one?
The cards.
What card?
The anniversary cards. And different cards that you have kept, huh?
Yes.
In the box.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, 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 yes.
Quite a collection of cards.
Yes, a lot of them. What, yours and Britta's and Alice's?
I know.
Quite a lot.
Some of them.
But I haven't the heart to throw them away.
No, I know.
No.
But I was thinking the other day about it. You have all these cards from different people and places, you know.
Yes, that's right.
As if you never can throw them out.
No.
But I don't want you to.
No,
but,
no.
And there are special anniversary and birthday cards.
Mm.
And,
and you know, another thing I always say, if the end comes soon, I will pass in this apartment where I have been so happy this last few years. And I don't want to change that for anything.
No, no, no. I don't think you should.
You
but when you come and join me, who will do everything?
Yes. Well, that will be nice, because that worries me sometimes. If I have to change, or I'm forced to change,
No, you won't have to move.
No.
Or chance, you will stay there until you join me.
Yes.
But when you come here, someone will have to look after it, do everything.
Yes.
Have you made arrangements?
Well, you know, I'm thinking that a speculant man would come and he would buy the flat as it is, instead of having an auction.
Maybe.
You see?
Maybe.
And that is possible, because today that's such an... The only thing is that my one condition would be that I would be allowed to live there as long as I'm in this world.
Well, I think you should do that, because I don't see any reason why they should not purchase it.
Hmm.
And let you stay there until you join me.
Oh, yes.
And then you will have some money.
Yes.
A capital sum of money.
Yes.
To live on.
Yes.
And to help you.
Yes.
And then it doesn't matter after you join me what happened, huh?
Exactly. Yes.
I think that is very sensible. But have you been to see anyone about it?
Well, you see, I'm a bit at sea about it. How to plan and how to talk to people about it. Because, you know, today... Prices are fantastic for just getting into a flat.
I know.
You see?
But you would not have to move.
No, no.
You could have
but
an arrangement
that they
purchase the apartment.
Is somebody...
And you have, you know, some money.
Yeah.
And then...
I would go even as far to say I don't want the money until they have possession of the flat. Because...
But then again...
Because there's a legal difference. That if I take the money, they can change their mind and make me go away.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. If I have got their money. But I don't want the money until they take possession. And that could be done through...
Would mean you'd have to move?
No, there'd be no question of moving if I don't do that, you see. If I don't take the money.
But you would have to have some money.
Well, they can pay a deposit.
But can't...
And complete the purchase when they actually occupy on my passing over.
I don't know. Understand it.
Yes.
But
so
I don't think...
I was thinking of that. You know, even empty flats are sold for a capital sum of money.
I don't understand it.
No.
But I know one thing, you will not move from there.
Oh, well, that's good.
You will stay there until you join me.
Yes, that's very good.
But you're not worrying about money, are you?
No, no. Well, the trouble is that everything in life has gone up so much that money has no value.
No.
Money has no value. Even if you are not extravagant and you have no habits. Take, for instance... my flat has gone up 5 times what it was 10 years ago.
5 years?
Yeah. Where I paid, say, £300 a year, I pay now 1,500. 5 times as much.
That's a lot of money?
Yes. And it goes up every year, mind you.
I don't understand it.
And of course, your pension doesn't go up like that.
No.
Yeah?
It is terrible.
Huh?
It is terrible.
Yes, yes. And that is the trouble with many people. They can't afford this inflation. And it's the same with food, you know. Do you know that in Sweden, I have heard that many poor people live on dog food?
No.
Yes.
You're making the joke.
No, I couldn't believe it. You see, for instance, meat has become so expensive that it is just beyond their reach.
I can't believe it. Well, no, not on dog food.
Dog and cat meat.
No, you're teasing me.
I'm not teasing you, darling. This is a fact. And, you see, the trouble is that these people feel they must have meat of some sort or another, and they can't live without it.
I don't know. I can't believe what you tell me. Why should people want to have dog food? But it does not make sense.
You know, much of this cat food is nothing but dried fish meat.
Really?
Yes.
Let's talk about something else. I don't want to talk about dog food. I don't want you to come all the way to talk about dog food.
No.
What is the matter with you?
But,
you know, I
tell
can't...
you, inflation has become so terrible in this world.
I know. But somehow you manage, eh?
Oh, yes.
And you're not going short of anything.
No.
And you have sufficient.
Yes.
And your needs are not all that much.
No.
You have sufficient.
Yes.
And you have mostly vegetables and food. You don't have much meat.
No, but you see that some people think that if they didn't eat meat, they will die.
No?
They must have meat.
Oh, that's silly.
Yes, it is.
You can live without meat.
Yes, of course. That's how the world is moving. Mind you, even here, half the people live on sausages. And sausages now are chiefly mixed up with soya beans.
Why are we talking about meat and sausages? You know, really, I can't help laughing.
Yes,
because it is so silly for you and me to sit here as you do and talk about sausages and meat and soya.
When you talk about...
Let's talk about us.
No, tell us.
I love you.
So do I, darling. It's so... You know, it lifts me up beyond any imagination.
And I like for you to come and talk to me here.
Yes.
And I think in a way it is not only just that in itself, you know,
no.
To come back to London and to stay in a hotel full of memories.
Yes, that's
and
right.
When the weather is nice, it is a little break, you know, a holiday. Huh?
Yes, that's right.
I love you. I think back to all those happy times we share, and I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Only, you know, I just sometimes wish that you were here with me, of course, but
of course.
I know I have to wait a little longer.
And you say a little longer, but I don't know
exactly how long.
But
I don't think now it is going to be very long.
Another 10 years?
I think, no, I don't think as long as that.
Yeah.
No. You'll be 90 something.
What?
You will be 90.
Really?
Well, did you say in 10 years?
Yes. I will be 93.
But you don't want to be 93?
No.
No. What? I can't imagine you 93.
No.
I can't, you know, and yet you are marvelous for your age.
That's what everybody says.
I think so.
Yes, that's all
but right. I'm sure you will not be 93.
Mm. But I feel that I must have some purpose to live.
I'm sure of it.
Huh?
And I'd like for you very much to have the book.
Mm.
I think that is the one thing that would be nice.
Yes. Well, I hope that will soon become a reality. And
it will be our book.
Yes. But you know, the trouble is that... majority of people in the world are not interested in what we have talked about.
No, but many are.
Yes.
And many more will be.
Yes.
And I think the book could help many people.
Yeah.
After all, when you think of all the wonderful help and everything that we have had and the joy in being able to converse, you know, to talk with each other, and people will read it even if they don't understand altogether, it will make them think. That is important.
Yes.
But people begin to think there may be something,
and
perhaps they will look for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are many people, you know, who are sad and lonely, who have been separated from their loved one, and it can be great comfort to them. I do hope this will come to, you know, pass soon. But this gentleman, he is going to do it? The book, I mean.
Yes.
He's going to do it?
Well, he has not said no.
And he has not said yes?
Well, I accept that he is interested and is carrying on with it, you see. But of course he has to have a complete story.
Will you give him...
Yes.
He can listen to the tape?
Yes, yes.
And he has listened to the tapes?
Now, I met him this week, and he told me that he would like to have me write a chapter.
Well, I think you should.
Listen,
after all, it is about you and me.
What I felt like when you left this world until I met Mr. Flint. You see?
Yes, I know.
But I told him it's not an easy thing because I did not have the conviction until I met Mr. Flint. It was only when I met Mr. Flint that I heard your voice.
But...
I felt...
But he wanted to find from you when you started to look.
What was my quest like, and what were my emotions, and what was my feeling, and all that.
Of course.
You see. So I said I will think about that, and I'll write something that will answer his question.
I think it could be very good.
Yes.
I think it could be a very good book.
Yeah,
it would make a lot of interest.
But you see, the trouble is this, that today the cost of printing a book has not gone up double or treble, but tenfold.
I know.
You see?
Well, I am convinced there will be this book.
Oh, well, that's very good.
I am sure of it.
And I...
Because I'm sure this is what we are expect to do.
Yes,
know?
Exactly.
Because it is not just for ourselves.
Yes.
It's not just for you. And for me, for others, for the people who will listen.
I expect it should be a bestseller, too.
Well,
yes.
I think it could be. I don't know. I want so many things for you. I want, above all else, of course, is for you, too.
And I was telling him also...
What?
...that reading the book is one thing, but listening to your voice is another.
Well, that is, of course, a difficult thing.
You see, now, if you... hear your tapes, that makes a wonderful impact on some people, more than if they read about it.
I think that is true.
Isn't it?
I think often when perhaps things happen in the black and the white, you know, and the reading,
yes.
It's not the same as listening.
No. But I remember Gladys told me that when she's in this circulation business for tapes, you see.
Uh-huh.
And she sent your tape to some people who had lost their children by miscarriage, you see. And they were very unhappy about it. And when they listened to this tape, they felt quite different.
Well, this is it. You know, I suppose in a way the tapes are more important.
Yes,
than
yes.
A book.
But you see, the trouble is not everybody has got a recording.
No, but I think, perhaps, I don't know, but I still think there should be the book.
You know that man in America, Robert Kennedy?
I know.
He was on the point of committing suicide.
I know.
You see? And when he listened to your tape, he got a new hope and a new incentive to live. And he has succeeded, through Leslie, to make contact with his wife. Now, in that way, the tape has made a wonderful impact.
Yes, I know.
You see?
But, of course, I know that is true. But if a book were written and it was translated into different languages, then many people could read about it.
Yes.
I know it's not the same as listening to the tape, but at least it is a... You know, it is a beginning to inquiry.
Yeah.
Anyway, we must hope for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to concentrate on this man to write it.
Yes, please.
But you've got to do something too.
I try to help him.
You must.
Yes,
it is important.
Right.
He will want to know certain things
that
only you can tell him
right,
about our life together,
yes,
how we meet and how we come together.
Yes, yes.
And you must have like a story.
That I've already
you know.
That I've given him already.
You have given him?
Yes, already.
Oh, and did he put it on a tape or...
I've given him in writing, because sometimes when it is in black and white, you cannot forget it. But when you listen to a tape, you forget it.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know, but all I know is that I think it is very important but that you should do it.
Please help me to concentrate on him also.
I will.
Yes.
And you are going to today to see Jimmy.
Yes, I'm
and Elsie.
Yes.
Give them my love.
Yes, I will.
Because, you know, I'm very fond of them. They have been very good friends.
Yes.
And they're very fond of you.
Yes, they are. I know. And, well, what's his name? This man, Neville Randall, has already written one book on Leslie's tapes called Life After Death, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The people who had these tapes, they don't know what to do with these tapes now, and they want him to carry on with it, you see. It was Mr. George Woods and Betty Green. You know, many years ago, I went and saw them. And they live somewhere by the sea, Eastbourne. And now Mr. Woods is 95, and he tried his son to take up the tapes, but the son said, I'm not interested.
Oh, what a shame.
Huh?
What a shame. Why not? He should be very interested.
You see, you have to be sufficiently evolved to appreciate this, you see. And then he asked if Neville Randall would undertake this organization of the tapes, you see. And then he says that I haven't given a definite answer. I think about it, but I told him that I haven't got the time unless I get somebody's help. And he was hoping that Jim Ellis could help him, and then he could do the rest.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems very sad, because they can help many people with those,
of course,
tapes, you know?
Yes.
But we will have our book.
Yes, darling. I hope so.
Because
when that book is finished, it will be my mission is really.
Well, it will have to be soon. Because I don't know, you cannot stay there all the time. You've got to come here.
No.
And I don't think you will see 93.
Well, I hope not.
No. I'm sure you will not.
No.
Because although you are fit
and
well, I am convinced, as I told you many times, when you come, it will be quietly in your sleep. I'm sure it will be sudden. And I don't think it's going to be long.
Annie,
what?
I sometimes wonder if I wake up so often in the night to prevent that happening.
No, what a strange thing to say.
That
you are looking forward to coming.
It's a subconscious.
But you're not afraid.
I'm not afraid, no, naturally. But,
and you are looking forward to joining me?
Yes. And
you're not afraid.
No, I'm not. This is so unusual for me to wake up every few hours and every night. And
in other words, you would like to sleep all through the night, probably.
Continuously, yes.
Yes, all right. I have to do something.
Please.
I don't know what I will do, but I will find a way to make you sleep without keep waking up.
And you see, there is no pain.
Mind you, I think your brain is active.
No, as a rule, I practically empty my brain out before I...
You are sure of that?
Yes, I'm sure of that. Yes.
Well, I don't know why it is then.
But... I think of all sorts of things, and it's not associated with any pain or anything of that sort. But it has just become a habit.
Well, all I can say is that you are often with me here,
yes.
And I look forward so much to when you come permanently.
And you know now, when this happens, I come to you more than once in the night.
Yes, you do.
And join you where...
You do? But you see... What you have to think is different, is that time is an illusion. that we are not in time like you.
No.
Time is nothing to us.
And
what may seem a long time to you is nothing.
Sometimes I wonder if you push me out of your world.
No, I never push you out of my world. Don't be so silly. No, I would never do that.
No.
But of course it is that sometimes the links with the material and the body in question,
yes.
There is this natural link,
yes.
And it pulls you back.
Mm.
No, I don't push you back. I try to pull you in.
Uh-huh.
And I wish sometimes I could bring you permanent.
Yes.
But I've got to wait until nature takes its course.
Yes, that's right.
You come here naturally.
Yes. Yes.
Not, you are very strange. What makes you think I push you back?
But
as if I would do anything like that.
When I find that I come again and again during the night.
I don't think it is so. I think it is a fact that it's very difficult for people in your world to understand.
Yeah.
We are not subject to time.
No.
Time is different for you.
No.
Time is important.
Yeah.
And nature has become accustomed to the clock.
Yes.
Even when you are asleep, your brain sometimes without you knowing it is very active.
Yeah.
And your brain is aware and are conscious of things.
Mm.
And sometimes you pull yourself back without even knowing you're doing it.
No,
I don't push you away from me.
I see.
I pull you to me. Oh, I'm very cross with you. Fancy you think that I
push
you back.
No, it's just an idea.
No, I'm teasing you.
Yeah.
Of course I don't push you back. I love you too much. I pull you here to me, yes. But I have to be patient. I have to wait until it is nature's time for you to come permanently. But
and
you spend a lot of time with me.
And I feel that I always find when I'm with you, I'm always in the garden with you.
Invariably.
Invariably, yes. And I love it.
Because, you see, everything here is of nature too.
Yes.
But it is nature in its highest form.
Mm.
And there is beauty everywhere. And there are all the things that are lovely from the material earth world, you know,
mm.
on a different level of awareness and consciousness.
Yes.
Everything is as you would wish. It is a world of, well, I was going to say perfection, but it is a world which is far removed in many ways from the material world in which you live.
Yes.
If you could eradicate everything that is bad from your world and only hold on to the good, you'd have some idea of what it is like here.
Yes.
Here there is great beauty and loveliness. Everything is peaceful and calm. No one need worry about dying.
No.
It is something to look forward to.
No.
Anyway, we are going to be together eventually. But I want you to know I'm going to be with you constantly. Whenever it is possible, you know, I am around you.
But darling, help me with the sleep problem.
I will help you with it.
And
I will concentrate on making you sleep.
And also haunt Mr. Neville Randall so that he finishes the...
Well, I won't haunt him, but I will go and see him. Give my love to Lily, to Elsie.
Yes, I will.
And to Jimmy. And to everyone. I have to go. And the children, we both all send our love to you.
Mm-hmm.
And all my love, darling, and bless you. And don't worry.
I will see you now in November on your birthday.
I will wait. I look forward for it.
Yes.
I must go. Goodbye, darling. It is not goodbye.
No.
I will say what?
Yes.
Au revoir.
Well,
my love. Bye.
Thank you, darling.
She's a character. She's a marvelous communicator.